This I believe. Victor D. Zeminski is president of the Union News Company, one of the world's greatest distributors of newspapers and magazines. He is also extremely active in a number of civic, educational, and welfare organizations. These include the Police Athletic League, the New York Foundling Hospital, the Advisory Committee of Notre Dame's College of Commerce, and the Lavelle School for the Blind. This is the creed which lies behind Victor Zeminski's devoted service.
To believe in something is one thing, but trying to explain it is entirely different. Exposing my innermost thoughts calls for courage. The late Al Smith was author of a great saying, "Let's look at the record." Knowing Al Smith as I did, this saying had more than political significance. I refer to this because, as a youngster, I was taught that every act of my own would be a matter of permanent record. Every thought, word, and deed someday would have to be accounted for, and there would come a time when I passed on to my eternal judgment that the record of my life would be exposed and my future for eternity would be decided, based on the record and God's mercy. This is no sermon, and there is nothing new in what I say. But if I had not been given the benefit of this training, my personal record might have been different. I was brought up in the poor section of South Boston and mixed with kids that were good, bad, and very bad. This type of surroundings naturally is conducive to all kinds of temptations, but somehow or other, I could never get my mind away from the teaching that I would be held accountable to my Maker. Concerned not only with the immediate future in life, but also with the hereafter, I always had in mind what the record would look like. I cannot help but refer again to Al Smith, because I had the privilege and good fortune of being in his company many times, and had the opportunity of watching his mental processes in making decisions. His approach was simple. He would decide the problem on the basis of right or wrong. There was no compromise. Yes, I do believe, more than ever as years go by, that the record of past performance stands out greater day by day. And if youth today could visualize this, more consideration would be given to the indelible record which would make them happier or haunt them in later years. As a father, the thing I consider most important to convey to my children is that their consciences will always be with them, and the sooner they put those consciences to work to decide the right and the wrong, the richer and happier will be their recollections in later life. If they can understand early enough the wisdom and importance in that remark of Al Smith, "Let's look at the record," many of the disappointments and regrets which might trouble them in retrospect will be avoided. No one can look back and claim perfection, but if they learn in their youth and believe that someday the record is to be appraised, they will be more careful about what that record may reveal. On the basis of my own experience, I believe this should be impressed on youth from the age of reason on. Yes, I do believe there will be a final judgment where all the record will be examined to determine my eternal status.
There the creed of Victor D. Zeminski, a businessman and public-spirited citizen who lives in Bronxville, New York.